It is 8 o'clock.
Starting with national news, new cameras on the A3 carpool lane will count children as passengers, Minister Yuriko Buckers has confirmed. The silhouette detection system, now in testing since December the 1st, verifies vehicle occupancy. Only vehicles with at least one passenger or public transport may use the lane before sanctions begin for solo drivers. Luxembourg business investment remains dynamic, but below pre-COVID pandemic levels. The latest European Investment Bank survey has found that a majority of businesses are expressing concerns about the overall geopolitical situation, and 69% fear new rules and regulations discourage investment. Prime Minister Luc Frieden has announced that CSV faction president Marc Spoutz will become Luxembourg's next Labour minister, following Georges Michaud's resignation. Michaud stepped down from both his Labour and sports portfolios after facing what Frieden described as hurtful and unfair criticism in recent weeks. Martin Hansen will take over as sports minister. In international news, 67 journalists were killed worldwide in the past year, with Israel responsible for nearly half, 29 Palestinian reporters in Gaza, according to Reporters Without Borders. 503 journalists remain imprisoned globally, primarily in China, Russia, and Myanmar. 2025 is on track to be the second warmest year on record, according to the EU's Copernicus Earth Observation Programme. Data shows global average temperatures from January through November ran 1.48 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, slightly cooler than last year's record high. Copernicus has warned the warming trend is driving increasingly severe weather events, including hurricanes, flooding, and droughts that are expected to claim tens of thousands of lives worldwide. And moving to sports, starting with American football, Tony Jefferson intercepted a Jalen Hurts pass in overtime to give the Los Angeles Chargers a 22-19 victory over Philadelphia yesterday in an NFL thriller between playoff contenders. And in football, Mohamed Salah has been dropped from Liverpool's squad for their Champions League tie at Inter Milan tonight after the Egypt star criticism of his treatment by boss Arne Slot. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
Conditions will be largely dry today, and although things will get off to a foggy start, there's a chance we might see some sun breaking through the cloud cover later on. Temperatures are around 6 to 8 degrees this morning, rising to unseasonably warm highs of 12 degrees in the afternoon.